Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Charles?
This is Charles.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you 21 or older and registered to
yes.
vote? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you speak Spanish or you prefer to continue in English?
English.
Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50?
Vote.
Will you definitely vote or probably vote?
Yes, vote.
Definitely vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. What is your race?
Mexican.
Okay, thank you very much. Just give me a minute. What is your age?
52.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So, making college more affordable.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yeah, that's always been a 10.
Okay. Improving K-12 education.
Yeah, that's also a 10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latina community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I'd say about the same.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latina community?
I'd say staying the same.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
That I don't know of.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
No.
Will you say that you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly
I strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. So, e-cigarettes or vapes?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of that because I don't smoke.
Okay. Oral nicotine patches?
No, I don't know anything about that. Yeah, I mean, I know about it, but I don't I don't deal with it, so yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Will you say that you're not familiar, or you don't know what the product is?
I am not familiar. I'm not familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Nah, if you can ask me all the tobacco products, I don't know nothing about.
So will you say that you're not familiar with this one as well?
I am nothing. I did not educate myself on that stuff.
Okay. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America, okay? Now, we're almost done. We just have a few questions left. So, as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. So that's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Now, many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education in anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoking has gone up? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? More government restrictions and bans?
I think people are still smoking a lot. What's the
survey? Okay, what based on the list that I read, what will you say that is the primary reason for all of these changes? Is it more education?
I don't think it has changed. I think people are still smoking.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking, okay? So please tell me which of the following statements do you agree more? Do you agree with more? So the first one. While it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Now, the first one. Or, we must recognize not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we continue to communicate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation support products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes.
Yeah, I tell you too, I don't think people really care to stop. I think they do it because it helps them with their stress. And it's been a very stressed environment from this point on. So, yeah, I don't see them educating themselves. I think they just don't care.
And will you say that you agree more with statement with the first one or the second one?
I say the second one.
Thank you very much. Now, and what will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
What?
Will you
say that
vaping...
This is
kind of
hard because I don't know anything about... I don't smoke, I don't vape, I don't... This has nothing to pertain to me. So, like, it would help it if it was a tobacco smoker. It would answer these questions more articulate than I would.
Oh, no, keep in mind that this is your opinion. It's okay if you're not familiar with the products. We just want to know what you think about this.
I don't really think about it, so I can't answer any more questions.
That's okay. We're almost done. We just have a few more questions, okay? Again, it's okay if you're not familiar with the products. I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. From 0 to 10, what will you say?
Let's say 0.
Okay. Now, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proof through hundreds of scientific product applications that that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. What would you say between...
I have no interest in this. I can't answer any, I can't even answer any questions anymore. I'm at work. I can't be on the phone. Do you take my number off the list?
Yeah, because this is pointless to me.
All right.
Thank you for taking the call right now.